If you fell into slumber, head full of a thousand to-dos or didn't quite get to's, if you tussled with responsibility and achievement, if self-criticism held your brain in states of half-rest, I encourage this reset. For how can the divine help you decorate your dream home if the current one is filled with artifacts, relics of yesterday's, not auctioned off to those at that stage in their awakening? Now is the space for space. Now is the time for collaboration with forces and energies which have always sought your best experience. Now is the moment for wiping clear any stories, those that might litter your mind's walls with whispers of could've, would've, didn't, and damn it. As scolding the self does not much but draw it into recollection, reinstalling outdated programs into a system already updated and expecting it to run without glitch. What if today you had your greatest aha moment ever? What if you were one choice away from an impossibly brilliant sequence of events being triggered in your favor? What if there were no gatekeepers or trap setters standing between you and the most profound reunification with your best possible self? As we perceive both the way we have entangled with and hoarded limitation, we recognize it as choice, and in so doing, claim our capacity to now select something different. As our breath carries density out from our physical bodies, so too does it bring light to our mental functions. So too do we join with a fresh palette of co-creation, choosing the characters, the dialogue, the scenes that would best move the story forward, and entrust those habits, ideas, people, and things who are making their way out to the beloved, giving thanks for the part they played in our lives and announcing that no matter what, I will choose for me today. I empty out the attic of aging needs. I sweep the sticky dust of inactivity from the corners of my body and find with ease any places it may falsely be relying on its carefully organized files as a way to know itself as human. I soothe any protest to change with a gentle and profound reminder to me, the one residing at the center of I. I am not here to collect and justify, to make automatic reasons and lock things in with significance. I'm here to express, to change and embody a fluidity of transforming, to source beauty within my own universe, whether or not anyone else around me chooses it or not. As a fragment of God consciousness, I am all possibility. The perfect circle, the endlessness of cycle, the upright one standing as bridge from the heavens within and the depths of the underworld, both. What if today this precious gift was met with a willingness to make space for the magical, in all tangible and subtle ways, that today, just for today, found in this new moment exposing the hidden playgrounds within our perceiving, all manner of reward could be delivered, packaged in a way perfect for me. As bonds are formed easily to identities of suffering, locking it into a loop of experiencing, so too can agreements be made with the path of joy and receiving, of bliss and communion. Light follows the choice to choose space, holding all lightly that it may lose itself when necessary and leave without hindrance. Lightness in speech, a gentleness when responding to the world, lightness of mind, in the willingness to look at whatever comes up, to feel through whatever visits, knowing that our baseline is to trust in the greater orchestration of all in our favor. Everything I was yesterday, I set free and release. All that I am carrying over, I set free and release. All that I am creating within polarity, I disconnect from and breathe. Anything I am not seeing, I open myself to perceiving. Anything I am refusing, I allow and forgive. I set free the tendency to be taken into story or injustice requiring to be balanced, and seek to loosen my grasp, to find first equilibrium within. I recall the purity and ecstasy of coming into focus with what gives rise to joy in my life. I entertain the flight of living as creator, nurturing it with curiosity, engaging with the infinite in rest and in waking.